You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your telephone calls, emails, and general participation is not only suggested, it could make up for our childhoods, which were pretty marginal. Here's Griff and Lee.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. And if you're listening live, today is January 30th, 2014. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 322. Get down to brass tacks. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. We're here to talk about eBay on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. You can ask us questions. You can ask us to dish your listings. You can give us a suggestion. You can give us a complaint. You can ask us anything.
You can give us the raspberries.
You can do whatever you want. Yes. We sit up here. Just consider us your eBay dunking booth for the next 2 hours. Throw the fruit and away we go.
And even if you have a motivational issue, give us a call. We're really good in picking up your spirits and picking up your eBay business.
We'll give you the good old Ask Griffin Lee goose.
Exactly. So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. And if for some reason you can't call in, the eBay radio player you're listening to us on right now has the little thing that says, you know, contact us. It's a little tiny little thing. And you click on that little tab.
Oh, you make me laugh, babe.
And it'll bring you to us. And so what you need to do is type in your question or comment to us. And we even have a place there for an item number if you want us to look at your listing or dish your listing. So we're ready for you.
We are.
Right, Griffola?
There's a place for the item number.
888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Our phone screener today is Melissa, while Donna is out. Melissa. We're ready for you. Griff.
Yeah, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
There is a gigantic bunch of vinyl records. Have you seen that yet, that story?
No, I haven't. Tell us.
Okay. There is a record store. There was a record store till a couple of months ago in Liverpool over in the UK.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And it's called Harry Records. H-A-I-R-Y Records.
Mm-hmm.
And they're selling their entire stock on eBay. And you've got to see this picture. So I have the item number.
Okay, let me bring up a page. All right, go ahead.
It is 1112-6850-8823. 1112-6850-8823.
Oh, my.
Look at all those vinyls.
Look at them all.
Amazing. They estimate that the lot contains about 15,000 rock, pop, soul, and other vinyl LPs. And the starting bid is 1,500 British pounds, which is about $2,400 in our dollars.
Yes.
And fantastic. I mean, look at all those. I just wonder, whoever wins the bid, if you want to buy it now, by the way, it's 5,000 pounds, which is about $8,000.
Yes.
My guess is somebody's going to make a killing on this if they sell it on eBay.
Yes.
There are so many of them in here.
Well, yeah, I would suspect. He says 15,000 estimate.
Yeah.
So at a dollar average a piece, yeah, I suppose you could make some money.
I think so.
We should get our friend Jason to buy it.
Oh. Jason, if you're listening, darling.
Go buy all this, Jason.
Buy all this. Put vinyl records job lot into eBay. You'll find it. It'll come right up. You ready to go to the phones?
I am. I'm champing at the bit. Champing.
Beverly, in Kansas City, Missouri. User ID JJMP07. Beverly, what is your question or comment today?
Well, I have an eBay store, and I've been having quite a few problems with it. But I keep calling them and telling them about the problems, but I'm not getting any follow-up.
What's the
most pressing thing I have right now is I had a problem with it yesterday, and I spent an hour on the phone with eBay trying to find out what was going on. And they were
tell us the problem.
I've got emails that are being dropped. I've got apparently I'm ending up with duplicate listings that I'm not real sure exactly how they're happening, but it's really hard to figure out what to do when I don't get answers.
Okay, so you're getting duplicate listings, and what's the second thing?
Email drop.
Okay.
So this is what
emails
you can...
that are dropped. You know,
Beverly,
I have a friend who has stores, and they received 3 different offers during December for free listings. And now I don't expect to get everything. Don't misunderstand me, but when they get 3 and I didn't get any, I know they're supposed to be random, but it doesn't seem random when somebody's getting that many.
Right. So I can't answer these questions on the air. I don't have the tools to do the research. What I can tell you to do is if you can put, and this is the, I know this is work, but unfortunately it would take us an hour on the air and we have lots of people who call in. So what I ask people in your situation to do is write a summary, a detailed summary of what you perceive the issues are, send it to me and I'll forward it to the proper team for consideration.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this Griff?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure who I was sending it to.
You send it to griff@ebay.com, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I see it. I see where I can send it right there. Listen, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Beverly.
You're welcome.
We appreciate your call today. 888-RADIO-30 is our number, or you can get in touch with us on the Contact Us tab on the eBay Radio Player. Doug in Santa Rosa, California, known on eBay as Doug95403. Hi, Doug. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hi. I'm getting... I've had the same issue now twice in the last week with First Class International. I ship a lot of international, but anyhow, the buyer is able to choose First Class International, even though my provided dimensions are too big for First Class International, since the dimensions, you know, vary from country to country. In the past, from what I remember, it would reject it. And after eBay, I didn't notice a small print on the eBay labels page. I went ahead and I printed the label, took the item to the post office, and he said, no, this is too big. So I took it back home, double-checked on eBay, and noticed a small print on the shipping label page. But
what did the small print say? What did the small print say?
It gave the dimensions. You know, saying that it's 36 inches total girth and all of that. But it's in tiny gray print, and I guess I was too much of a hurry to notice it. It would be nice if somehow with, you know, Pitney Bowes eBay, if it's maybe in red or something so it really stick out. But maybe that's just me.
Doug, Doug, first of all, it's not just you. I lose sleep at night over tiny gray print. I just want to go out, reach out, and let the air out of the tires of all design people on the web who are using that light, tiny, gray print. People cannot see it, and it doesn't matter what your age is. Nobody can see it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Doug.
So if you would like to send that in as a suggestion, send it to me directly at griff@ebay.com, and I will forward it to the shipping team.
But that's kind of a little follow-up on this situation. I went into USPS.com and automatically rejects it, you know, as saying, you know, you'd have to go priority mail with this. And I also have a third-party Indicia account, and it won't let you print it either. But from what I remember, I think about a year ago on eBay, if I tried to print it and it wouldn't let me do it, but now it is. So I don't know if there's some kind of new thing.
I have no idea.
Or,
If you send this to me in an email, Doug, I'll forward it to the team, and they can either email us back or take a look at it. But I have no answer for you. I don't know what the situation is. Sorry.
And I have a quick other question. If you can maybe provide an update, if you've heard about it.
Sure.
eBay will not accept FedEx as a shipping option on one of my listings, and I called up, and they said it was first reported as a sporadic issue back in November, and it happened to me around Christmas, and they said they thought it had gone away. But anyhow, I type in the dimensions, and I called up FedEx, and they said there's no problem with it. And finally, after about the third rep at eBay, they acknowledged there was a case going on about it, but they didn't know when it would be fixed. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything about that. If you would like me to forward it on to the shipping team.
I sent something to John Bach about it. I got one response, and then I didn't get a follow-up on it. Because I have a real big toy item, and I would have sold it probably by now because it's an active item, but because I can't ship it FedEx, I'd have to ship it post office. The postage is about $70 more.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have an answer for you. If you send me the details, I'll forward them to the shipping team.
Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks,
much.
Doug. What's that music in the background? Are we bleeding into another station? This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. We would love to hear from you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we'll take your call right after this. We continue with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Announcing the 11th eBay Radio Party and Conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Reserve your spot now for this exciting three-day event, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. Meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. All 3 days, just $150. Deluxe rooms are just $59 a night. Register now at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome, but you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping Nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Call us now and tell us, where have all the flowers gone?
Long time passing.
You know what I always think of with that song?
What?
Marlene Dietrich.
Why do you think of her?
She did it in her last series of live concerts that she did with Burt Bacharach as her arranger. She sang that song. And there you can find, I'm not kidding. You can find clips of it on YouTube, and it's amazing because she sings, "Where have all the flowers gone? Long time wondering." Yes.
Well, I'm sad that you think of that when you think of that song, but that's
why I love Marlena.
I do too. I do too. But you know, such
falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do?
The next one,
help it.
Now we want to hear "Underneath the Lamppost."
Oh, Lily Marlene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. "Underneath the Lamppost, I forget the words."
By the Barracks Door. By the Barracks Gate.
Yeah.
"Underneath the Lamppost, by the Barracks Gate." It was about a naughty lady.
Oh, it was, but she was the best.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go down this rabbit hole. You can find Marlene Dietrich recordings on eBay.
Yes, you can. And Tom in Livonia, Michigan, and I know Livonia, Michigan.
Wow.
Known on eBay. Well, I met John in Detroit. I was a disc jockey in Detroit when we met.
That's right.
Tom in Livonia, Michigan, known on eBay as Valaset, V-A-L-A-S-E-T. Tom, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Griffin Lee. Good to talk to you today. Looking forward to seeing you in June at the conference and party.
Yay!
Yes.
So here's a suggestion I want to make, Griff, and I wanted to see what your opinion is on this. One of the things as a seller that we can specify is a handling time that if you get your order in by a certain time, we'll ship it the same day. And the issue that I have with that is I'd like to make that more granular by who the carrier is. And here's why I say that. About half my orders are priority mail. About half my orders are UPS ground. My priority mail pickup from the Postal Service is about 11 a.m. to 12 noon each day, and my UPS pickup is 5 p.m. And I'd love to have the ability to say, you know, to say under my selling preferences, okay, if the listing is for UPS, then tell them if you get the order in by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to get it out the same day. But if the order is priority mail, then I'd like it to say you have to have it in by 9 a.m. in order for me to get it out the same day.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I think that's a good suggestion.
It is.
Send it to me in an email. I'll forward it on. I like it.
Okay.
And tell them not to put it in light gray print.
All right.
And we'll all be very happy. Tom, thank you so much. Tom, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell primarily used computer equipment, business phone systems, and cell phones that we buy from companies once they've taken them out of service.
How cool is that?
So you got anything for somebody who does their business out of a mobile home? who actually has three offices inside that mobile home that they live in?
And does this person have internet access when they're mobile in this mobile home?
Absolutely. This person has everything. High-speed internet access, Wi-Fi, the whole magilla.
Yeah, I do sell a lot of laptops. It is a popular item to sell, although I don't know if you're a Mac or a Windows person.
Well, I'm looking for a phone system.
Oh. That's an interesting one.
Exactly. I'm going to look you up. Valaset. That's your eBay ID.
Yep. And I'll see you in June.
You will. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
And speaking of June, Griff, registration is open. And guess what? We're already halfway there.
Wow.
The room,
what does that mean, like 150 or so?
Yeah. The room is half filled right now, and it's not till June.
And you know it's going to sell out.
It's going to sell out. Mm. So, and you know, we don't want you to have to be on the standby list at the end. People were just frantic. We managed to get about... We got many people in at the last minute because of people dropping out because of emergencies and things.
Yeah.
So it certainly is viable for us to have a standby list. However, you don't want to have to worry about it. So come on, register right now. If you go to ervegas.com, you can register, and we also have a link there for you to book your room. And by the way, if you registered before that link was up, you know, Betsy, you better call in. Woody, Betsy... Please call in, Betsy. I want to ask you if that link's up yet. Because we got you $59 rooms.
Right here.
Right. We got you $59 rooms right here.
We got them right here.
Hey. Register. Register. ervegas.com. So $150 for all 3 days. The first day is going to be a special marketing day. We're going to have marketing experts telling you how to market yourself, your eBay business, your listings, everything.
Everything.
So go, it all takes place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th, 18th, and 19th at Bally's Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. $150 gets you in for all 3 days. We've got you booked. All of those $59 rooms are in the North Tower Deluxe Room Tower, an elevator ride away from the event room. So you get right in the elevator from your room and go right down to the event room.
Fantastic.
You'll find reservations information on the registration page. That's ervegas.com to register now. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Mm. If it ain't fun, it's probably on my bucket list.
Do you have a bucket list? I've done almost everything I wanted to do in my life.
Yeah, I do. And you know what's in it, my bucket list?
What?
My mop list.
Oh. I've done so many, my life has been grand.
So you've accomplished everything?
Pretty much.
Well, if that's how you feel about it, why
I've
don't
been
you just
to,
end it all now?
I've been to every...
Is that all there
what,
is?
What else is there to live for? I've been to every country I wanted to visit.
Oh.
Lived in New York City, like I always wanted to live in Manhattan. Lived in downtown Chicago. I've done everything that I wanted to do. It's very scary. Somebody who is not scary is E. Betsy, and she's on the line with us now. Betsy, tell us, is the link up?
This is the first time I've been called not scary in quite a while. Yes, the link is up. You can make your reservations directly from the eBay, ervegas.com registration page. It's on the event landing page, and it's also on the page that you come to after you register.
And we don't have that many rooms at the 50... I think we... How many people do we have? How many rooms do we have at that rate? Well, a lot. It depends on when they book it. That's right. They have to book it early, though, because they do eventually, you know, eventually they go away, and then you have to negotiate with the hotel. So if you want to get that $59 room rate, you're going to have to register pretty early. So if you're looking to register, go to ervegas.com. So how you doing, Betsy? Did you sell anything today?
Yes, I did. I sold 3 very expensive items this morning. I'm sending a Tiffany bracelet to Israel.
Mm.
And I sold a gold I Love You charm just in time for Valentine's Day.
Mm.
And I sold a cute little reversible heart. So that was very good. I love when I wake up and there's 5 offers in my inbox.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Always a good feeling.
Betsy, thank you, darling. We appreciate it that you called in. Thank
you. We want to thank everyone who's registered for the event so far. We really look forward to seeing you in June.
Definitely. Thank you, Betsy.
Thanks, Betsy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Or as we call her, E-Betsy.
E-Betsy. Yes.
E-Betsy.
So.
What?
Griff.
What?
The contact us link. I got to talk about it again. Some people cannot call in.
Yeah.
So we're calling it the contact us link, which is very unwieldy.
Yeah.
Because I have to turn to Griff and say, Griff, we have a message on our contact us link. It just doesn't flow right. Now, we could call it the hotline, and that's what we're going to go to next week if somebody doesn't come up with something better. People have sent in their suggestions to us, and just nothing pops out at us. I'd hate to just call it the hotline, but we want it to be something that is mellifluous and will flow off my tongue when I say, Griff, from the blank blank, here's Bill in Cincinnati. That's what we want to do. So if you got any ideas, give them to us today. Either call us at 888-RADIO-30 or click that little Contact Us tab on the eBay radio player, and we'll read it over the air.
We will. We love to do that.
How's everything in your home? How are the dogs? How's Howie?
Well, okay. So Gertie's, you know, she's crippled. And
did you ever get her the wheels?
I did, and she won't. I can't use them in the house because she wants to lie down, and, you know, they can't lie down on the wheels. So the wheels aren't a good idea.
Even for outdoors?
Well, for outdoors, they're okay, but eventually she has to come in. So I've used them outdoors a few times. You know, my life as a charwoman, I have to clean. I have all these mats I lay down because, you know, she has to go. And I have to clean them once a day, you know, in the wash machine. And what else? I have to stay on top of the odor, which is hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that after the rainy season, which apparently has just begun and could end at any minute here in California, I'm buying a doghouse and putting her, giving her the backyard as her new home, which will be tough. I'll have to train her to do it because she'll feel alone. So I'll leave her out there during the day. And the other dogs, you know, they're outdoors for most of the time.
Oh, they're outside.
Yeah, they
so
like.
She'll have somebody.
Yeah, she has. There's the
so
other.
So you have a doggy
dog.
Door.
I have a doggy door.
All right.
Which she can't get through. And then at night I'll bring her in. She can. She sleeps in her little cage area inside. So
how old is she?
She's going to be 18.
Yeah, so she's feeling your knee pain.
She is, but
or
she's,
you're feeling hers.
Yeah, I am. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll take your call in a minute here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
The few seconds people spend visiting your eBay listing are precious. Now you need them to stay longer and buy. It helps if your listings look professional and inviting. Billboards by PageMage is just the app for this. Quickly create and automatically post custom-designed headers and footers in all your listings. Brand your business, promote specials, even cross-sell your merchandise. It's free and easy to use. Learn more about billboards at PageMage.com, also in the eBay App Center.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
When considering whether to use a single or double-ply box to ship your items, here's a basic rule of thumb. Add together the length, width, and depth of your box in inches. If it totals 75 inches or less and your item is less than 30 pounds, a single-ply box will do. Heavy-duty double-walled boxes can handle up to twice that, and you'll need pressure-sensitive tape or 60-pound grade water-activated tape at least 2 inches wide to reinforce the seams at the top and bottom of the box. Don't skimp on the tape. Whether a single or double ply box, more tape is usually better. It helps ensure your shipments arrive in one piece, literally.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
You've probably met Mark and Robin Levine of Bubble Fast at various events in the online selling community. They're top-rated sellers themselves, and they get it. Mark and Robin are tuned into exactly what you need to ship your products on time and intact. In fact, their constantly growing product line specifically meets the changing needs of eBay sellers. From bubble mailers and packing peanuts to tape and dispensers and more, you'll find everything you need for a smooth-running shipping department, all with a no-hassle refund return policy and free shipping.
Mobile Fast has been providing high-quality, affordable shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Let Mark and Robin's experience help your small business and use the discount code COMMUNITY at checkout for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com.